This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Division of the Arts and Humanities at the University of Chicago, offering an interdisciplinary Master of Arts program in humanities that provides individualized attention in a supporting community. The flexible curriculum allows students to focus coursework within a single department or engage with multiple disciplines, creating a uniquely tailored graduate degree. Applications now open for the April 30th deadline at humanities.uchicago.edu.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Kroger and Albertsons have a list of nearly three dozen grocery stores in Illinois they plan to sell ahead of their planned merger. And most of those stores are Mariano's locations in Chicago and the suburbs. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports if the federal government approves the merger, 31 Mariano stores and four Jewel locations will be sold to New Hampshire-based C&S. That company owns Piggly Wiggly supermarkets. C&S says it will honor all collective bargaining agreements with unionized grocery workers. Local chapters of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union did not respond to WBEZ's request for comment. And one chapter posted on its website, the proposal is not a done deal. It could be rejected by the feds. Chicago's most marginalized students have almost no shot of getting into Chicago Public Schools' top test-in high schools. WBEZ analyzed district data and found just 1% of 8th graders from mostly low-income and black neighborhood elementary schools were offered a seat at one of these elite schools over the last 3 years. Meantime, WBEZ analysis also finds vast differences in access to an optional exam it's used to get into gifted elementary programs in Chicago public schools. Overall, fewer than 10% of CPS four-year-olds take that exam, and in the zip code that includes parts of the affluent South Loop neighborhood, 50% of Chicago public schools' four-year-olds take that exam. Meantime, just 1% of incoming kindergartners in the West Englewood neighborhood on the south side were tested. Health insurance companies in Illinois have started phasing out the practice of what's known as step therapy. Step therapy doesn't cover treatments prescribed by doctors until a patient first tries a less expensive option. Now, the ban on step therapy is part of the state's new Health Care Protection Act. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed that act into law today. He says insurance companies too often stand in the way of proper care.
I don't believe an insurance executive hundreds of miles away knows more about medicine than the doctor in the examination room with the patient.
The law also bans prior authorization requirements for people seeking emergency mental health care, and it makes things known as ghost networks unlawful. And that's where companies list certain doctors as in-network that either aren't in-network, don't exist, or are not accepting new patients. Several vendors in Grant Park in downtown Chicago say they're still waiting for compensation promised by the Chicago Park District for closing the park around last weekend's NASCAR street race. The Chicago Park District says it expects six vendors will be compensated for closing by the end of this month. Bill Preoffer owns a company called Pie Life. It's based at Buckingham Fountain. He says his rent is due on the 15th, and he incurred other expenses because of the closures.
Right now, our truck is actually just getting through the barricades, and this is delivering the fresh product that we will need to reopen. So there's a cost to incur to that as well.
He also says after his contract is up, he's going to be leaving Grant Park. Weather cloudy and breezy. We have sunshine, though, too, and a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog, a low in the mid-60s. And Thursday, sunny skies, a high near 80, and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.